Barbecue.
Okay, is there any difference between, what would a barbecue be? Is there any difference between doing that with a hog and say doing that with cattle? Is there a difference, or is that just with hogs?
No, I'd say it'd be the way they prepare it.
Okay, how do you prepare a barbecue out here?
Well, there's different ways. They, if they have a big barbecue, they dig a big pit. Start a fire about 12 hours before with, say, cottonwood. Get real hot ashes, and then they'll stick that meat in there with a, say, wouldn't be a quarter, but they'd cut it up, say, 10, 15 pounds. Cook it down there like that. Some of them, I think, cook it in hot grease. Well, there's different ways.
You mentioned cottonwood a few times. I'm not familiar with that tree. What kind of tree is that? Is that a tree that grows?
It grows in this country real well where there's water. Generally, along these little old creeks down here. Rivers.
And what does it look like? Is it a big tree?
It's a big tree. This right out here is cottonwood.
Okay.
Over across here is cottonwood. Okay. When you go back to Denver, you look over your left there for a little while, it's sandy, and you'll see on wherever there's tree, it'll be a cottonwood, because there's a lot of it.
So that's probably the most, would you say that's the most plentiful tree in this area?
It is.
The tree you see most in this area?
It's where it grows wild. This stuff around here, like, there's a lot of different kinds in town.
But this is one that pretty much grows wild.
Yeah.
It's not planted.
This is, they claimed years ago when the buffalo rode that they didn't have these trees like that. Mm-hmm. Buffalo killed them out, and then people settled here, and they kept this creek for winter pasture. And those trees took off of growing. That's the way they live.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much a tree y'all would use to burn for wood?
That's what we use, yeah. I think a lot of people, they'll buy wood that comes in.
Right.
We always use it. It's plentiful.
What do you drink in the morning when you get up?
Any more hot water? I used to drink coffee.
Have you ever heard of coffee cakes? Is that a word that's familiar to you? Coffee cakes.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? What would a coffee cake be?
It's just kind of a sweet cake, I suppose.
Okay.
What I call it.
We mentioned earlier, we're talking about fruit that you bought in the store. You mentioned peaches and cherries. Are there other kind of fruits that you might have bought at the store? Those red things that grow on trees. Besides peaches and cherries.
The red thing.
Yeah, sometimes they're red, sometimes they're green. They grow
apples,
a lot.
Apples, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought apples.
Did y'all ever grind up the apples?
Pears.
Did y'all ever grind up the apples?
No, I don't think we ever did.
Did you ever eat any ground up apples?
Applesauce?
Yeah, did you ever eat any of that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a little more about the farm and the ranch. Did you have the area that your ranch was on, was it fenced off?
Yes.
What kind of fences, different kind of fences did you have?
Maybe barbed wire.
Barbed wire. Were there any other kinds?
Woven wire.
What was that?
Woven wire.
Woven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were there, if you had a smaller area where you were going to keep a...
Corrals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were those made out of?
Mainly we made them out of timber.
Okay. What's the difference? Is there a difference between a corral and, say, another kind of contained place on the farm or a lot that you might keep animals?
Yeah, we call it corrals, but